one does not need a microphone to elaborate on the truths of the message. There is a message that can jump from person to person and does not require shouting. It does not require raised voices for the people to listen. For many, you are finding yourselves in the dragon's den, as it were. An area of wonderment, of excitement, sometimes some apprehension, and sometimes a little piece of suspicion. But it's within this lair, the lair, as you will, of the spirit, that those journeys and understandings are given to you as a reward for your endeavours, as rewards for the hard work, as you pass that message of hope on. But please remember that regardless, you will never be issued with a statue or a trophy for efforts. For the rewards that you seek can be felt from within. Can we not agree that the gift of love is a reward itself? For we often forget that although the chalice is never half full, the flow of emotion that enters that cup is a constant flow. And for what is given out to the world is returned with abundance. For ye shall be happy, joyous, and of course, perhaps complacent, which is an area of one's life we do not want to perceive. So share in the joy of the spirit. Celebrate the moments that are given on a daily basis. For that will be the crowning glory of your own progression. I think we'll try a question from someone. That's me talking.
Okay. Have you got any questions you want?
Okay. I'll just go with what I'm inspired to say back.
Do you feel that there's anything we should be doing differently within this circle?
That is a question that we can change. Let's take the analogy of driving on a busy road. We all may have individual driving styles, you understand? And for many, you may be in the middle lane. Many may be in the inside lane. And many may be overtaking down the fast lane. With that in mind, we can remember that they are all going in the same direction. Some a little quicker, you understand. But for those, they misunderstand the message behind the journey. They miss the beauty and the scenery of the journey as it unfolds. And it does not matter of the car or the vehicle. It does not matter of the person driving. Let's use the word coach. For if we are all heading in the same direction, we know we will arrive at that destination that is sought. But we have to remember that sometimes the conditions are not always advantageous for the journey. Within our chosen metaphor, it may be raining. There may be ice and snow. And yet this does not hinder the progression. It merely means we have to adjust. We have to change the tact that is behind the initial force of the destination. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Alison?
The same person gives us your words of wisdom each circle?
I can be identified by many, but known by so few. Names are irrelevant, but the power and the voice behind the continued wisdom and inspiration remains the same. You understand of transparency that we are all in the making of the spirit. There is no segregation. And in many senses, the individualization of a person is not required. But it's the continued blend of like-minded souls that allow the philosophy, that allow the conscious effort behind the voice to be perceived by the many who join us. Spokesperson, as you will.
Thank you. Do you feel our numbers are correct within this circle at the moment?
Like many attributes that form organisations and groups, numbers are often irrelevant. You understand the phrase quality, not quantity. And for us, it is like-minded souls come together. If the spark that starts the process is there, the behaviours